Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. U.S. employers cut 651,000 jobs in February. That, according to the Labor Department today, which says that pushing the employment rate to its highest level in 25 years means that companies continue to buckle under the strain of a recession that is showing no signs of ending. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate surged to 8.1% in February, the highest level since December of 1983. That was above market forecasts for a rise to 7.9% from January's 7.6% unemployment rate. December payrolls were revised and adjusted to 681,000 in losses, and that is the deepest cut since October of 1949. Thus far, though, off of the opening bell, the equity markets is holding its own against the bearish news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 1.86% at 67.17, a gain of 122 points. The NASDAQ at 13.14 is up 15, and the S&P 500 at 695.5 is up almost 13 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
The 2009 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is next Tuesday. That's March 10th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Registration begins at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:15 a.m. Central Time. No advance registration is required by calling to the station, so just come on down and take in the information. The cost is $16 and includes a very light continental breakfast as well as a full lunch. Thanks to these agribusinesses for helping to support this year's meeting: ADM, Cargill, Bates Commodities, and Cadent EFG Risk Management Commodities. Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. First off, talk about South America, where Argentina did see a few thunderstorms in the south central coastal areas of Buenos Aires yesterday and early today. Some of the rain was quite heavy, with Tres Arroyos picking up 3 inches, or nearly 3 inches, through dawn this morning. Coverage of the rainfall less than 15% of Argentina, so most of the nation was in a drying mode, but again, some heavy rain pushing on shore there. The rain event for late next week has been delayed a little bit. The computer model is expecting its distribution to remain mostly unchanged from what we talked about early in the week, but the 16th and the 18th rain event actually slowed down just a little bit. Overall, Argentina gets timely rainfall and over the next couple weeks, with a welcome period of net drying dominating. And the first week of the outlook period, more than 85% of the production area should pick up some precipitation. Brazil, the forecast today includes greater rainfall from Mato Grosso into São Paulo, Paraná, and Santa Catarina for mid to late week next week. Some locations could pick up more than 4 inches of rain, and that could lead to some flooding. Most areas should be in the 3/4 of an inch, possibly up to 2 inch. But again, that computer model shows quite a bit of precipitation across just about the entirety of Brazil. There will be some harvest delays, and if the increase in rainfall does take place next week, as the computer models are suggesting, no crop quality issues are expected, but the farmers will have to take a break from the aggressive field work that has been ongoing there over the last week in the Brazil crop areas. As far as the Midwest, we have warm, dry conditions that'll give way to warm, wet conditions. And then towards the middle of next week, it looks like we have another cool down on the way. Kansas and the region from North Dakota into northern Minnesota expected to be the driest, but several rounds of precipitation will affect the Midwest starting tonight into Sunday. About 80% of the Midwest should pick up some rain. Most of the precipitation will be rain. Some snow will fall in parts of the western Corn Belt, and several inches of accumulation are possible from Nebraska and South Dakota into central and northern Wisconsin. A follow-up storm system would bring precipitation to a good quarter, or about three-quarters of the Midwest, Monday and Tuesday of next week. And similar to the previous storm system, most where the precipitation will occur as rain, and some snow will fall in the northwestern Corn Belt. It does look like the lowest temperatures for yesterday and this morning, with negative and positive single digits elsewhere, and then a few negative teens will occur in Dakota and Wisconsin early next week. Lows elsewhere will be the teens and 20s with some 30s. No widespread freeze are expected to produce permanent harm to any of the wheat production area across the Midwest. As far as the Delta and the Southeast go, yesterday was mild and dry. High temperatures, 70s Fahrenheit up to through the Delta and through southwestern Georgia. 60s occurring from northeastern Arkansas into southeastern Missouri through most of South Carolina. Showers and thunderstorms will bring widespread rain to the Delta and portions of the southeastern states. Looks like Sunday through Wednesday, with rainfall from the Delta into northern Alabama and northwestern Georgia, ranging from anywhere from about two-thirds of an inch up to a full inch, and some local amounts may reach up over an inch and a half. Rain may be a little lighter in the far southern Delta, with northern South Carolina into Virginia receiving anywhere from a tenth to a half inch of rainfall. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola. Enjoy your weekend.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 558, down 2. Last trade up 5. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 508 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. Last trade up 6 and a quarter. May, 514, down 1. Last trade up 4 and a quarter. March corn opened at 349 and 3 quarters, up a half. Last trade up 2 and 3 quarters. May, 358, down a half. Last trade up 1. December, 387 and a half, down a quarter. Last trade up 3 quarters. March beans open at 867, up 4.5. Last trade up 12.5. May, 852 unchanged. Last trade up 4. July, 851.25 unchanged. Last trade up 4. November, $8 up a half. Last trade up 3.5. May soybean meal open at 261.30 unchanged. Last trade up 60. May soybean oil open at 3071 unchanged. Last trade up 14. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group right here in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Got my eye on the U.S. dollar today, and I'm wondering if the stars are coming in alignment that potentially we could see a short-term, maybe a 3 or 4 day rally in the grain markets and corn and beans between today and the early next week.
Well, I think that the potential is there for that, especially we haven't seen the American dollar down a dollar in quite a long time, you know, on any one given day. But I think the thing we have to be cautious about is the fact that we do have a USDA report coming out on Tuesday. So we will definitely see two-sided trade. You know, they'll be squaring their positions ahead of that. But as you know, when you see the Dow up and we had big unemployment numbers, That does give a person a little bit more security or a little bit more comfort in the idea that maybe the grains are not going to suffer the beating that they've gotten so many times in the past.
What are you expecting from that USDA report on Tuesday?
I knew you would ask me that. I expect that USDA report is probably going to be pretty much in line with, I expect it to be a five-minute report. In other words, I don't think it's going to be anything too far out of range one way or the other. The big report for the month, of course, is going to be the acreage report at the end of the month. That one will be a major report.
What would prices do if USDA reported carry out for beans at 185, 190?
Wow. I think you would see a tremendous surge, and yet it would be limited. It would be limited by the idea that we might see more acres on that report at the end of the month. I could see a lot of short covering come into place, and yet, you know, short covering is just that. It isn't any new longs coming into the market. So the minute that the reality, or the, it's kind of like buy the rumor, sell the fact situation. The minute that that shine kind of comes off, then you start to see that leveling out again. But I would be surprised if they do do that, but we'll have short covering by a lot if they do do something like that.
What else are you keeping an eye on today?
Well, of course, we always have to keep our eye on crude. You know, and crude is up, and when you talk about the stars aligning, that certainly is one of the one of the components in the heavens. There's no question about it. It seems to be showing some pretty good strength, but you know, every time it gets up to that 10-day moving average, it kind of bangs its head. So it's going to be interesting if it can hold its own, just in general. I think one of the things that is so hard for producers is to get a handle on the idea that we, in most cases, are not really trading grain fundamentals themselves. You know, we just continue to trade outside markets. And then when there's no real news in the outside markets, then they kind of go back to trading the fundamentals. Makes it very, very difficult for a producer.
Very quickly, then, your opening call.
Well, I'm going to stay right with what the overnights are. I don't see any big change on that. Corn up 1 to 3, beans up 4 to 7, wheat 4 to 6. Cattle steady to slightly lower with a little pressure after a nice day yesterday. And hogs firm.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. You're listening to WILL AM 580 and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.